Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Ahmad Dujani Dani. You can call me Dani. I'm from Game Tech major, and I in the engineering and I in the Electronic Engineering Polytechnic Institute of Surabaya. Okay, I want to read the article now. Okay, the first I start from now. The little match girl, also titled the little matchstick girl, is one of our favorite fairy tales, published by Hans Christian Andersen in 1845. It exemplifies his broad literary talent and ability. I personally like to read this story at least twice a year, once in autumn as the holiday season comes into focus, and then again around the Christmas holiday. It's a gentle reminder with the value of compassion and charity. The Little Match Girl Study Guide is a resource for teachers and students. Most terribly cold it was. It snowed and was nearly quite dark. And in evening, the last evening of the year, it is cold and darkness. There went along the street a poor little girl, bareheaded and with naked feet. When she left home, she had slippers on. It is true, but what was the good of that? They were very large slippers, which her mother had hit her to wear. So large were they, and the poor little thing lost them as she scuffled away across the street because of two carriages that rolled by dreadfully fast. One slipper was now here to be found. The other had been laid hold of by an urchin, and off he ran with it. He took it hold do capitally for a cradle when he some day or other shall have children himself. So the little maiden walked on with her tiny naked feet that were quite red and blue from cold. She carried a quantity of matches in an old apron, and she held a bundle of them in her hand. Nobody had bought anything of her the whole livelong day. No one had given her a single farthing. She crept along trembling with cold and hunger, a very picture of sorrow. The poor little thing, flakes of snow covered her long fair hair, which fell in beautiful curls around her neck. But of that, of course, she never once now thought. From all the windows, the candles were gleaming, and it smelled so deliciously of roast goose. For you know, it was New Year's Eve. Yes, of that she thought. In a corner formed by two houses, of which one advanced more than the other, she seated herself down and covered together her little feet she had drawn close up to her. But she grew colder and colder, and to go home she did not venture. For she had not sold any matches, and could not bring a farthing of money. From her father she would certainly get lost, and at home it was cold too. For above her she had only the roof, through which the wind whistled. Even though the largest cracks were stopped up with straw and rocks, her little hands were almost numbed with cold. Oh, a match might afford her a word of comfort. Is she only dared to a single one out of the bundle, draw it against the wall, and warm her fingers by it. She drew one out. Rich! How it blazed! How it burned! It was a warm, bright flame, like a candle, as she held her hands over it. It was a wonderful like. It seemed really to the little maiden as though she were sitting before a large iron stove, with burnished brass feet and a brass ornament atop. The fire burned with such blessed influence, it warmed so delightfully. The little girl had already stretched out her feet to warm them too, but the small flame went out, the stove vanished. She had only the remains of the burned-out match in her hand. She rubbed another against the wall. It burned brightly and where the light fell on the wall. There the wall became transparent like a veil, so that she called. She entered the room. On the table was spread a snow-white tablecloth. Upon the was a splendid porcelain surface. And there, roast goose was steaming famously with its stuffing of apple and dried plums. And what was still more capital to behold was the goose hop put down from the dish, reel it about on the floor with knife and fork in its beak, till it come up to the poor little girl when the match went out and nothing but the thick, cold, damp, what was left behind. She liked another match. Now there she was sitting under the most magnificent Christmas tree. It was still larger and more decorated than the one which she had seen through the glass door in the rich merchant's house. Thousands of lights were burning on the green branch and gaily colored picture, such as she had seen in the shop windows. Look down upon her. The little maiden stretched out her hands toward them when the match went out. The lights of the Christmas tree rose higher and higher. She saw with them now as stars in heaven, but one fell down and formed a long trail of fire. "Someone is just dead," said the little. "Someone is just dead," said the little girl. For her old grandmother, the only person who had loved her, and was now no more, had told her that when a star falls, a soul ascends to God. She drew another match against the wall. It was again like, and in the lustre there stood the old grandmother, so bright and radiant, so mild, and with such an expression of love. "Grandmother," cried the little one, "oh, take me with you. You go away when the match burns out. You vanish like the warm stove, like the delicious roast goose, and like the magnificent Christmas tree. And she rubbed the wool bundle of match quite quickly against the wall, for she wanted to be quite sure of keeping her grandmother near her. And the match gave such a brilliant light that it was brighter than at noonday. Never formerly had to the grandmother been so beautiful and so tall. She took the little maiden on her arm, and both flew in brightness and in joy so high, so very high, and the above was neither cold nor hunger, nor anxiety. They were with God, but in the corner, at the cold heart of dawn, sat the poor girl, with rosy cheeks and with a smiling mouth, leaning against the wall, frozen to death on the last evening of the old year. Stiff and stark sat the child there with her match, of which one bundle had been burned. She wanted to warm herself, people said. No one had the slightest suspicion of what beautiful things she had seen. No one even dreamed of the splendor in which, with her grandmother, she had entered on the joys of a new year. Okay, thank you very much. It's a half done for my article. Thank you very much.